Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 38 Special bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Arki Chankuti, the author of Built on Trust, one of my favorite books in my life. It's done more to help me crystallize values and the concept of trust in the marketplace than anything else. I've always tried to behave that way, but Arki, your book really helped one of the things I love to do, either from get it from somebody else or do it myself, is put a handle on a concept. Give somebody something that they can, that when they think about an idea or a principle or a fundamental or something like that, that you figure out a way to put a handle on it so people can pick it up and take it away with them. And your concepts of trust, the idea of closure, I wrote an article about fiefdoms one time where I talk about the way you talk about people getting in their little silos and us versus them, and that's the most requested article of anyone I've ever written. That tells you about the hunger that people have for what you're talking about.
Yes, it's a human. I said earlier, that we're not born; we have to learn how to trust and who to trust, et cetera, and how not to get burned, et cetera. However, it's a human desire. It's a strong human urge to be trusted and to earn trust and to be able to trust others without extreme vulnerability. So it's important. And you're right. It's not as complicated. It feels complicated because there's so much emotion and so much personal history involved. But the concepts are pretty simple. You do two things. You close every interaction, every business interaction you close. What you're going to do and when you're going to do it and when you're going to give the next report of progress, et cetera. And you never say yes when you mean maybe, so that you honor doubt. Everybody has doubts about commitments. Don't expect people to just salute, because that's what you're going to get. Then you're just going to get the salute. People have to work through their doubts, and those are great brainstorming sessions in order to provide genuine, heartfelt commitment to the organization and to the marketplace and to the customer.
There are three quotes that I give people at the drop of a hat, even if they don't want it. I quote these three people I just love what they say. 2,500 years ago, Socrates said, "The greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be."
Wow, that's what you
just meant about don't say yes when you mean maybe.
Correct.
That's one thing. And then, yes. And then 50 or 60 years ago, the Nobel laureate Albert Camus said, "Integrity has no need of rules."
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is beautiful. It's wholeness. It's like an
and my friend and Brain Trust member Lynn Morales says, "Ethics is devotion to the unenforceable."
That's a very thought-provoking.
If you can live by those three standards, trust is the product, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Trust is, and then you can create this and manage this culture of trust-based teamwork, and that means across the functions, across your organization, to the marketplace, and that is sustainable. And it feels good. Its success stems from happiness. And I'm not saying everything's hunky-dory and all rosy. Mm-hmm. It takes work. But still, there is that fundamental shift. The desire to contribute makes you real.
And accountability has to be part of a trusting environment, doesn't it? Accountability.
Absolutely, because if you can't find a mistake, you can't clean it up. and therefore the mistakes
become part of the problem. If you aren't required to own what you promised or what you said or what you intended, if you can't be expected to own that and to be held responsible for it, to be accountable for it, then it means nothing.
That's right, and that's the principle of closure, where each interaction, all of them, every one, even if it's just an update, ends with a to-do and ends with time to reckon, as you say, to be transparently accountable.
Yep. Archie, I need your website, please.
Well, thank you. Learningcenter.net.
And the book is still available out there wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, that's correct. It is.
Built on trust and a new one coming out that I'm lighting a fire under Archie, folks, so we can get this new book in our hands. Hey, Archie, appreciate you being here, man. Always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. My pleasure, too. Pleasure to work with you.
Dr. Archie Ciancute. I told you we'd get smarter when Archie joined us, and we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.